Local listeners will no doubt be familiar with sightings and stories of a Bigfoot-like creature in the Falk area, made famous in the now cult classic Legend of Boggy Creek. But as it turns out, there are a cadre of interesting cryptids that are believed to inhabit the wildest corners of the world, including areas of Texas that aren't quite so wild. Just ask Jason McLean, who is the author of the book Metroplex Monsters, and also participates in a podcast addressing such elusive creatures and other unusual phenomenon.
I'm part of Texas Front Porch. We are live 6 days a week, twice on Thursdays. We talk a lot about everything, paranormal, cryptozoological, sociological, things like that. Try and take a broader perspective on the phenomena and ask different questions. Everyone tends to try and be one thing or the other. We're just saying, let's get all the evidence on the table. Let's not edit the evidence that we don't like out and see what we actually come to.
McLean was one of several vendors making an appearance at the Texas Bigfoot Convention held last weekend in Jefferson, Texas. His book deals with stories of Bigfoot, but also has chapters that focused on goat men, demons, ghosts, serpents, living dinosaurs, thunderbirds, and several other strange creatures. For McLean, the fascination for such things began as a young man when he spotted something he couldn't explain.
I was 12. I was in the Ten Mile Creek in DeSoto, Texas. It's about 10 a.m. We were packing up. We were just fishing. My friend headed up the hill. The thing to note about where this is, North Texas sits on a large limestone bed. So we have a lot of creeks that, the larger creeks cut deep into that bedrock. Well, that also means that all the plant life is surrounding it on either side. So this is like 15 feet into the creek, and you really don't see into it unless you're either in the creek or you're crossing over on a bridge, because we have what I've dubbed the green wall. You have all the tree and brush around it, so you can't even see into these things. You kind of have to wiggle your way in. I'm packed up. I'm getting ready to head up this bank because there's a place where the wall had collapsed in. This is 15, 20 feet deep into this creek. I hear something I've never heard before, and it was a call. It sounded loud and felt like it was coming my way from the sort of the way the sound was moving, right? I'm like, okay, let me turn around. I stick my head outside of the tree line. I'm just inside it. And at first, I think what I'm looking at is the largest blue heron I've ever seen in my life. Because it's about 8 to 10, again, the creek's about 15, 20 feet wide as well, so I can kind of see the side. So I know where I'm at. I can measure it. And this thing comes from around the side, and it's the right color as a blue heron, so that Payne's gray, sort of a bluish gray. And it sort of has that overall shape, right? When a heron flies, it curls its head back on its neck, does that little S-curve thing, and I thought what I saw was its legs sticking out behind it, right? That's how, so I'm like, okay, this is just the biggest blue heron I've ever seen. And it gets in front of me, its right wingtip is 5 feet from my face. And I realize it doesn't have feathers. And what I thought had been its legs was actually just a long tail with this weird sort of ovalish diamond shape on the end. And I'm watching it fly by, and I just realized I was looking at some kind of a pterosaur. I'm like, I didn't tell anybody for 20 years because I didn't believe it. Even when I learned a few years later, I learned that there were all of these accounts down around the Rio Grande Valley. And I thought, but that's hundreds of miles away. This thing could not possibly live in and around Dallas-Fort Worth and not have everybody talking about it. So I learned two things. One, other people had seen it, but nobody talks about it for the same reason I didn't talk about it.
In his book, McLean supposes this unusual creature to be a pterosaur of the genus Rhamphorhynchus, last known to have existed during the Jurassic period, which, quoting Britannica.com here, was between 159 to 144 million years ago.
This is not supposed to be there.
It's not supposed to be there. All of these creatures, whether it's paranormal or cryptozoological, even the artifacts that aren't supposed to be there, that's the problem. The dominant worldview says they don't belong there. They can't be there. And if you talk about them, then you're the crazy guy who shows up on the Midnight Channel talking about the crazy stuff.
For those who have experienced such sightings, conventions such as the one in Jefferson, Texas, are a place to swap stories and learn more.
We're here to talk to people, also obviously let people know about our channels, and they'll ask us about what we've encountered, what we've seen in the field, and have, again, that broader conversation.
That's Jason McLean of Waxahachie, Texas. McLean is an artist, author, and biblical paranormal researcher. He was one of several vendors at this year's Texas Bigfoot Conference in Jefferson, Texas. We'll bring you more interviews from that event next week. For KTXK Think Radio, I'm Sabrina McCormick.